I'm always excited when I get to introduce you to something new. And I've got two gentlemen here to help me do that today. One is Tony Stretch. First, Tony, it's good to see you in person.
Yes, sir.
And also Seth Knox is joining us. Seth, it's good to see you again in person.
All right. Thanks
Although
for
we're
having
still
us.
A little vague on it. Was a trivia question you and I did a long time ago.
Yes, a trivia question was the last time you and I talked.
What was the trivia question?
It was what is or who is Data's brother on Star Trek: The Next Generation?
Right, Lore.
Yeah.
That's it. Even I remember that one. Hey, it's good to have you in. I used to love trivia in school.
Yeah.
We did current events. I don't know about you guys. And that's the reason why we're here today. The idea for a new school, I didn't realize it because with the construction, I haven't the opportunity to see it, but the signs are already up. A new Williamson County High School. I'm struggling where to start. I guess the name's a good place, right?
It's going to be the Agape Christian High School.
All right.
We've actually been in existence since 2006. But yeah, we're looking to have our own permanent facility right here, and we've already purchased the property, so there's a lot of places to go.
All right, purchasing the property, another good place. The location for the Agape Christian High School would be literally with almost a sight line out the front of our studio windows.
Exactly. It's going to be in the Craneville Landing. It's got a Carterville address south of Route 13.
How many students would you anticipate in a location like this?
We're hoping, we're building for 200. That's the plan right now.
That's a big school.
It is. Currently, we're serving around, it fluctuates year to year according to the class sizes that feed in. Right now, we're somewhere between 60 and 70 students, and so we're planning on moderate growth. That's kind of what we're thinking.
Because here's the thing. I run into people. Matter of fact, it wasn't all that long ago. I'm at the gas station right here not far from where your school's proposed, and a guy I know has got two boys. And he was asking me about, is there tax credits? What can I do tax-wise? What's out there to help me pay for sending my kid to a private school? I get more and more people that ask me about this, and it happens pretty frequently. But when it comes to a high school, is there anybody else doing a Christian high school? How many are there here in Southern Illinois?
I believe there is. There is another high school over in Carbondale, another Christian high school, Trinity.
Right. Trinity Christian High School. I'll do them in the school closings, yeah.
And I believe that there is one in DuQuoin as well. And those are the two that I know about.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking. I just happen to have a list of all schools in the area. And not all of them are given away by their name, which is a good chance for us to stop a minute. Tony, when you and I were talking on the phone the other day, I have to admit that once upon a time I had to learn how to pronounce Agape.
Right.
Because I was school closings and I'm going, what's this? And it's because I'm not up on my Greek, apparently.
Well, agape just basically means a deep-seated love, not a superficial love. And the love that our Lord has for us and that we have for Him, and that's a great name for our school because that's how we feel about our students.
Right. It's love without the lust component, we'll call it.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean,
that's
when
one
it's
way
hard,
to look at.
When they're sick and crabby, it's that kind of love.
Right. St. Bruno's, Pinckneyville. Just looking over all those schools and seeing who else is out there doing this. You know, it's interesting because I've got a friend of mine, you maybe even know him, Steve May, does architecture, school plannings, things along that line. And I'd run into him a while ago, and I had no idea until we were chatting about the rules that exist for meeting the standards in high school. For each student, you have to have X number of square feet. You have to have this. You have to have this. I mean, it's really a long, very exhausting list. That means a big building project.
That means
a lot of money.
That's right.
How do you propose to pay for it?
Well, we don't, as you've pointed out, we don't receive any federal money. We don't receive any state money. So this is just done with people that believe in what you're trying to do, what you're trying to achieve. So we've been doing that through donations, basically. This has been a little over a three-year project for us as far as the planning and everything. Last year, we went out to a group of around 100 supporters and said, hey, we're getting ready to get started. Do you believe in this? And we've raised a little over $300,000 just through that small group. And that's what allowed us to purchase the property, to pay for the architectural renderings and the structural engineering and the site engineering and all those kind of things. And so that's why we're reaching out now again to say, look, we've got a plan to actually turn dirt. And, of course, Tony can talk to that in about 10 months. If we can raise, we'll do it stage by stage. If we raise $500,000, we'll do this. If we raise $750,000, we'll do this, and then on and on. And of course, and if we get blessed beyond that, we'll do even more.
But you're at about the $300,000 mark now?
That's where we're currently at now, right?
Right. To get started, how much do you need, Tony? I mean, to get started, do you think 1.5 mil, or I mean, because we're talking about a big project here.
Well, if you want to finish it, you're 1.5 million, because then we can secure financing and things like that beyond that.
Right.
But to get us started, we have to have a minimum of 500,000 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not that far away.
Well, the 300 kind of has been spent.
Right.
You know, we have full plans. When Seth says we're ready to go, we have a general contractor ready to push dirt. We're ready to push. If somebody'd write us a $3 million check,
right,
we're done. We're gone. You know, we're in school fall of 18. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
Fall of 18 is a lofty goal.
It's a very lofty goal.
It is.
Weather's got to cooperate. You got to have the money right. But you guys know somebody on the weather, so you should be fine.
That's right.
But, you know, there are so many resources that go into this. It makes me kind of wonder, are you guys crazy? Because it is so much. Well, look what they have to do for a superintendent school and building projects on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
Does doing it the way you do it make it easier to do?
I don't think it makes it easier. I think it allows you more flexibility.
Flexibility in the classroom afterwards,
exactly,
or in the building,
yes,
process?
No,
because that's really the goal, isn't it?
Exactly right. That's right. To have the independence and have the flexibility later to do what you need to be able to do,
right,
to meet those kids and those families' needs. But while you're building, you don't have that flexibility. Because you're counting on Southern Illinois. You're counting on the people of Southern Illinois to support you. And they're already stretched. You know, financially, they're already stretched. So you're right. There's less flexibility on that end.
Right. But the state, on the other hand, you do something hand-in-hand with the state, they have demands.
Exactly.
They have other things. And, of course, even some of that you have to meet, too, because Board of Education, you have to be, mm-hmm, certified.
That's right.
Where does that process start on certification?
Well, the good news for us is, Gordon, if you're talking academically or if you're talking about the physical
facilities. Yeah.
Academically, we've, since 2006, that's the first year that the three schools came together,
right,
have been meeting all of those standards that the Illinois State Board of Education has laid out for us on the academic end. As far as the physical end, and a lot of people don't understand that.
It has to pass inspection.
Exactly. And there's where, since we haven't had our own permanent facility, we've been running up against a wall. So for us to get full recognition or full registration, that's the next step for us. That's the thing that we need, because we need to be handicap accessible if we're gonna meet these students' needs,
right,
and go to what we really want to do anyway. Then this is the next step.
We from just like 5-6 years ago, teachers calling me, who do I have to know to get a job around here, to we don't have enough teachers. You'll have to look for teachers too.
That's right.
And then you're going to have to look. Do you have to look for a special kind of teacher for a job like this? I mean, I know they're all special. So that being said, but you're trying to set a new, different community standard, as guided by parents and religion and teachers that meet that expectation?
Well, you're looking for teachers that love Christ, that are willing to obviously they're Christian,
yeah,
wanting to point that way, wanting to reach those needs, and also, you're right, have those, all the rest of it, to have that bachelor's, that master's, that PhD in education.
In math and physical,
exactly,
education and history and economics. And
exactly. And
that's so, the part that, like I said, that's a daunting task. I mean, when I said, man, because, you know, there's some of that, you're going to have to get in here and root with Big Hogs, boys. This is a huge task. I assume you have a lot of people helping you.
Yes. Yeah. We've been blessed to have a very supportive group. Like I said, we've kind of started small, but it's been over the last 3 years, and then it's just steadily grown, and then that's what we're doing today. We're going to grow it even more.
All right. So. Well, and I'm hoping somebody's listening this morning goes, hey, I got an idea. Hey, I can help, because that's another thing that I know. You get provided for. Things seem to just happen magically sometimes, and what that is that people out there going, I like what you're doing. I want to help. They get moved. They join in. A critical mass. And once you start getting that critical mass and that momentum going, which I kind of get the idea that that's really where you're at. You've got some momentum.
Right.
Now you'd like to get it on the rails and get everybody, and you start coming up with dates. You know, I've got from an idea to putting the first golden shovel in to build the foundation. Once you've got that in, that momentum's there. But that's you're just before the shovel, I guess,
that's
right?
That's right.
Exactly right.
And so money it is.
Money it is.
Will you have to do outreach to parents, you think, to get students? Or do you think that they'll knock down the doors and you won't have enough room?
Well, I believe that's when you have your own facility, especially located right off of 13, I think we'll be surprised when I'm out in the community and I'm out talking with, and Tony can attest to this too, I think that there are a lot, and even what you said earlier at the gas station, I think there are a lot of people that are interested in this particular option. So I think that Southern Illinois, they'll support it. It's just,
you know what somebody's doing. Point. They're going, oh yeah, it'll cost me $15,000 a year to send my kid there. I only have $15,000 a year.
Sure.
And that's interesting because I've heard a figure on what your tuition is or right. what your proposed tuition is, and it struck me as being affordable. Is that a number that we can share?
Well, I can tell you what our current is,
right.
And then of course, the more we raise, that's one of the things that the board's been considering for this entire time. The more we fundraise now, the less that we have to put on those families as far as tuition hikes later.
Right.
Right now, next year we're looking at $4,400 is our tuition.
I don't know. I'd have to talk to a superintendent, but that to me strikes me as being very affordable.
Yeah.
And realizing how much, it costs. We just saw the new number on how much it takes to raise a kid.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
My first thought is $4,400 is pretty good for a year.
Yeah, we do everything we possibly can to keep the tuition down for the families.
Is there a mechanism in Illinois to help pay for students? Because you're already paying your taxes and you're building that other school, but there's not a mechanism. That's the question that I got at the gas station, and there's no federal or state.
In other states there are, but
right.
in Illinois currently there isn't anything that, like you said, you're paying your property taxes and things like that, but they do not follow you.
All right, we're joined this morning by Seth Knox and Tony Stretch. They are with, how many people are in your committee right now, you think, to build this new Agape Christian High School? What we're talking about is a proposed, well, actually underway. The sign's there. Funds are being raised. There's going to be an athletic center. There'll be academics. This is, we're talking about a high school, the Agape Christian High School. On Route 13, across from Craneville, Mayor Mitchell will want me to say it that way.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Mayor Robinson wants me to say it's across from Carterville. So I'm going to make you guys both happy today. Thank you.
That's right.
And I think Mr. Hamoy would like to say it's on my property.
There you go.
Because I've named Brother Hamoy for many, many years, and he'd like his name thrown in here too.
That's right.
But this area right by the Route 13 overpass in Craneville. How's that?
That's perfect.
Perfect.
And that would be the location. Athletics, parking lot. Multi-million-dollar structure, a teaching staff, the jobs that come with that, and the standards for new young adults coming out. And hopefully, my first thought is a relationship with Northland College Christian University.
Sure.
And because I've been reading about some new stuff, that in Europe, the transition from high school to college is seamless.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Here, I'm taking a year off to go to Europe or Chicago or whatever it is. But I think this building this and thinking this beginning to end, because it's not just about a building, it's what gets taught inside of it. That's the thing that you and I really haven't talked that much about, which is the point of the whole doggone thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So keep this in mind. It's coming up. And tentative date to turn dirt?
We're hoping 10 months.
And you need about?
Like I said, to get started, we're looking at about $500,000. That would only do partial. If we raise $1.5 million, then it should be the full facility.
Yeah, I think once the sticks start going up, people start going, well, this is real. Where's my wallet?
There you go.
Right, and keeping that in mind, I think they need to see something
exactly
sometimes.
Right. See that you're serious.
Tony, it's good to have you in the studio, pal.
Well, thank you very much for having us, Tom.
Seth Knox is also joining us today. Tony Stretch and Seth Knox. Seth, good to see you again and meet you again, too.
Thank you, Tom.
This is exciting. Isn't that weird? Did you like high school? Did you guys like school when you went to school?
I had my days that I did and days that I didn't.
It was
Tony,
it was
all right.
Yeah, all right.
Right. We got to play basketball. It was
right.
All right.
Sure.
It's weird because I'm not a big fan of school necessarily while I was there, but I'm a big fan of it now because I know what it does for me, and I know what it does for my friends, and I know what it does for my kids, and I know what it does for our community. It knows what it does for our standards. I know what it does for our decision making. And anytime somebody's ready to take up that yoke and teach, I think you deserve a pat on the back, pal. That's my first thought, because that's a hard, hard, and not getting any easier from what teachers tell me either.
True.
So best of luck to you both and to your students and the rest of the council. You got a website people can keep up?
Yeah, agapechristianhighschool.com. That's the where I'd tell them to go. And, and of course, we've got our own Facebook page, too. But that would be the place I would direct them.
Super. Seth, good again. Tony, nice
to
see you, pal.